Hi kids, my name is Michael and welcome to my family podcast. I love making music and drama that point families to Jesus. I'm so excited to share with you the latest adventure with me and the crew. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. A quick message for parents. To be able to keep making podcasts like this, I need the help of people like you. For as little as £1 a month, you can enable me to set aside time to write and record and to employ other actors and writers. Plus, you'll get loads of goodies as a thank you. Can you help? Join us on Acast Plus. The link is in the show notes. Thanks so much and enjoy this episode.
Mission to Dendra. Episode 1, Radio Silence.
Agent 12, reporting to JBI offices for my next special mission.
Complete retinal scan.
What?
Complete retinal scan.
You want me to look through the little circle thing?
Yes. Retinal scan complete. Facial recognition in process. Look right.
How's this?
Facial recognition complete. Please state password.
Password?
Password is the incorrect password.
No, I didn't mean password was my password.
No, I didn't mean password was my password is the incorrect password.
No, stop it. Give me a clue.
What was the name of your first pet?
I don't really want to say that out loud if it's all the same to you.
What was the name of your first pet?
Couldn't I just type it?
Keypad not available. Please state clearly the name of your first pet.
Monsieur Doggy de Louvre.
Louder, please.
Monsieur Doggy de la Woof Woof.
Did you say Monsieur Doggy de la Woof Woof?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Welcome back to the JBI Agent 12. Please go through. Agent A is waiting for you.
Agent 12, there you are.
Here I am, reporting for duty.
I'll get straight to the point. Planet Dendros is in trouble.
Planet Dendros? That's meant to be beautiful. The trees, the wildlife, the flowers,
yes,
mountains. Over 12,000 species of butterfly, including one that technically doesn't start life as a caterpillar, but pupates by attaching itself to, and I'm sensing that is probably too much detail.
It is. Sounds like you'd be interested in visiting the planet.
Yeah, but it's so far away. And when am I going to find the time to go and visit?
Please stop talking. Oh. The planet is in trouble.
Oh no! What kind of trouble?
We don't really know. All we do know is we've lost all contact with the entire planet. It's radio silence. They've stopped responding to all our messages, and the founder is concerned.
I'm not surprised. He loves all his planets, and that one's really special.
It is. And we know that planets cutting off contact doesn't end well. It means they start to think they can do everything by themselves. They think they're top. And it's only downhill from there.
We can't let that happen.
Exactly. So we decided to send our top agent to find out what's going on and get things back on track.
Oh, thank you.
But she was busy. So we slowly worked our way down the list until we got to Agent 11, who went there and we never heard from them again. So it's literally down to you, Agent 12.
I get it. I'm your only hope.
Well, I wouldn't put it like that. We could ask Agent 13, but...
No. I'll go. Please. If anyone's going to rescue Planet Dendros, I'd love to be a part of it.
Excellent. You're just the man for the job.
Oh, that's kind of you to say.
Because if you don't come back, no one will mind too much.
Oh.
And maybe you could use some help. Oh, who is that little chap you used to hang around with? Oh, tells it like it is. Mr. Grumble?
Mr. Grumpy. We had an argument.
Oh, that's all you ever do, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but he got quite personal. He was very rude about my singing, comparing it to the bodily functions of animals.
Oh, I liked him. Ah, well. Any questions?
Just one. How am I getting to Planet Dendros? It is a long way.
As you know, we have a range of intergalactic spacecraft with hyperdrive capability.
Do I get Star Cruiser 5 with the seat massager, cup holders, and CDG?
All our craft are being serviced right now, but go to landing block 316 and you'll find something that should get you there.
316. Got it.
Good luck, Agent 12. And trust no one. Well, trust some people, I suppose. But you won't know who to trust, so you can't really. Until you realise someone is trustworthy, and then it's probably fine to trust them, but maybe it isn't.
Thanks. I think.
Come on, team! We launch in 3 hours. Let's get this craft spaceship shape. I want those plates so clean, I could eat my dinner off them. The mirrors in the bathroom shining so bright, I can see my face in them. And is there any chance of someone cleaning the windscreen?
Captain, can we turn the music down?
What?
Pardon?
I said what?
I said pardon.
No, what did you say before pardon?
I said, Captain, can we turn the music down?
I can't hear you. I'll just turn the music down.
That's better. Now, what were you saying?
I was saying, Captain, can we turn the music down?
But it's on very quietly.
It is now, but... Oh, it doesn't matter. Maybe we should just turn it off completely. We've only got 3 hours till launch.
Hey, I was listening to that.
I too was enjoying those fat beats.
We're going all the way to Dendros in 3 hours. We have a lot to do. I gave you all detailed lists.
But our passenger's not even here yet.
Or maybe he's missing in action.
Good point. Sound the alarm.
Whoops, wrong button. It's this one.
Man overboard. Well, not yet on board. Off-board! Half-board! Wait, doesn't that just mean bed, breakfast and dinner?
I'll rescue him! I'll pass me that kitchen mop! I'll use it as a weapon to destroy my enemies! Or at least make them really wet with slightly dirty water!
No, Igor! Can we turn that off? Wrong button!
Septima! Let me tell you something about how to run a team. When one of your number goes missing, you form a search party.
Yes, but...
This happened in the jungle in northeast India, you know. Lost a man and spent 9 months looking for him and found him up a tree with gibbons.
Really? So...
He'd gone completely mad because he said he'd rather spend the rest of his life pretending to be a gibbon than spend another second with me. Can you believe that?
Don't make me answer that question.
We need to establish contact with our passenger. Now, there are a variety of ways of doing that. From triangulating his position from his digital print, or using neuropsychic techniques to predict his general movement patterns.
Or we could just text him.
Text him?
Yeah, the JBI sent me his number.
And who is this fellow?
I've written it down so I don't forget. Here it is. Michael J. Tinker?
Michael J. Tinker? Ah, yes. Have I had adventures with Michael J. Tinker?
Have you?
I think so. Oh, yes. We discovered the topsy-turvy kingdom. Well, he did. I got fairly lost. And then a pretty bad bout of dysentery, I seem to remember.
What's that noise? Is that the early warning intruder system? Intruders! Power up the lasers while I hold them off with this plastic quark.
Igor, calm down. Firstly, we don't have enough power for the lasers for some reason.
Then I shall need another plastic quark.
Also, the lasers haven't actually worked for years.
Okay, 2 more plastic quarks.
And that noise is my phone. Michael says he'll be here in a minute.
Splendid! Let's get the doors open. Is it this button?
Infinity and beyond spans God's relentless
love. Hello. Michael?
Yeah?
I'm Septima, ship's first mate.
I'm Michael, Agent 12, on a mission for the JBI. Are you taking me to Dendros?
That's the plan. Nearly 3 hours till takeoff.
Great. Where's the spaceship?
There.
What? Behind that huge pile of scrap metal? Oh,
it's not that bad. Well, it's quite bad. The lasers haven't worked for years. The power source is playing up and the crew are... well, not the brightest.
Jaij!
Igor! Nice to see you again. Is that a plastic fork for me?
Oh, hello, Michael. Oh, yes. You can have the plastic fork if you like. Might come in handy. We had an intruder earlier.
Oh, really?
We didn't. Long story. Actually, long story short, I'm surrounded by idiots.
So let me guess. The captain is Archibald, and the chief engineer is Dr. von Pompernickel?
You know them?
Yep, I know them. I'm sure we'll muddle through. We normally do. In fact, it might even be fun, being with old friends. Especially as this time I don't have to put up with...
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
That's our chief navigator, Mr. Grumpy.
I know Mr. Grumpy.
And I know Michael J. Tinker. He's the worst singer in this galaxy.
I'm sure that's not true.
When Archibald was suffering from dysentery in the jungle and was then attacked by an angry gibbon, he still made noises that sounded better than Michael's singing.
Now that's just rude.
And when I pointed this out...
repeatedly over the last few years...
he was just rude to me. Only being honest. What's wrong with that?
Look, we don't really have time to talk about singing voices. If we don't get that ship into orbit in 2.5 hours, we're never going to make it to Dendros.
Seriously, don't you have hyperdrive?
We do, but the way the planets and stars are lined up, if we leave in 2.5 hours, we'll make it to Dendros in 3 days.
And if we don't leave in 2.5 hours?
It'll take 8 years. And there's no way I'm putting up with you for 8 years, Michael.
Well, let's get on board and get going.
Yeah. Is the ship fully powered?
I meant to tell you about that.
Tell me what?
The ship's not fully powered. The battery's flat.
What?
Flatter than Michael's singing voice.
What?
Hey!
There's something wrong with the system, but that's not the issue.
Then what is the issue?
I'm not getting on that ship and flying off to any planet with that man unless he admits he's a big sissy lala who sounds worse than a demented gibbon after eating a plate of baked beans.
What? I'm not doing that.
Well, we're not going anywhere till you do.
We're not going anywhere till we fix the power supply. Where's our chief engineer?
I think he's gone to try and fix the problem.
Okay, now I'm really worried. Dr. von Pompernickel, don't... touch anything, I'm coming!
Well, my new mission seems to be off to a flying start.
You're not flying anywhere, unless you want to start flapping your arms.
You know what, Mr. Grumpy? I've missed you.
And you know what, Michael? I haven't missed you one bit.
Charming. Right, let's go and fix the battery.
Hey, slow down.
Episode 1 was written by James Carey and starred Michael J. Tinker and Anna Nicholson. Sound was created and edited by Nicholas Alexander. Join us again for the next exciting installment of Mission to Dendros. Michael here again. Thank you so much for listening. You'll find loads more goodies at michaeljtinker.com. And if you do social media, you can follow us on various sites at Michael J. Tinker. Oh, and don't forget to support us on Acast Plus to help us make more shows like this. Until next time, bye.